on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, as we enter into 2026, what a great idea to pause and look back at 2025 and find the top 10 conservative and pro-family victories from the past year. And joining us from the Daily Citizen, thedailycitizen.com on the web, Zachary Mettler. Zach, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Steve. It's always a pleasure to be with you. So thanks for having me back on.
I was really glad to see that you took the time to write up this encouraging article. You know, and actually you and I were talking off the air, and, you know, for those who stand for the truth, you know, there's a reason that the Lord thought we needed to hear, do not grow weary in doing what is right, what is good. Right. And you can grow weary when you're fighting the fight for truth, to have an encouragement, like this article, to look back at the last year and see, you know what, our work is not in vain. There's good things happening, and I'm going to throw it to you, Zach, because you took some time. I have to imagine walking through this, hopefully you were encouraged.
Oh, I certainly was. And, you know, when you're in the news business, as you referenced, you know, it can easily grow discouraging because mainstream media sources and other sources generally like to promote bad news. And so when you're constantly staring at screens, you're just filled with bad things that are happening in the world. And I, at the end of last year, end of 2025, just wrote an article of what I thought were just the top 10 victories that we had experienced that year, because there were so many good news stories that we covered, especially at thedailycitizen.org, where I write with a few of my colleagues. So I just wanted to list those 10 victories here. And I'll start first is the U.S. Supreme Court last year upheld state laws protecting children from transgender medical interventions. That was in June. The Supreme Court said that states absolutely have the right to protect children from harmful transgender medical interventions. And that allowed the majority of states have laws on the books now protecting kids from these procedures. So it allowed 26 states to continue protecting kids from that. So that was a massive win for common sense, for biological reality, for children. It's going to protect thousands, tens of thousands of children from these procedures. So that was a great story. That was number one in the story that I wrote. The second was that the Supreme Court allowed states to defund Planned Parenthood. South Carolina had kicked Planned Parenthood out of its Medicaid reimbursement program, and the Supreme Court, Planned Parenthood sued them for that. And then the Supreme Court said that no states, South Carolina in particular, but all states have the ability, have the authority to kick Planned Parenthood out of their Medicaid system so that they're not subsidizing their abortion business. Number three was my personal favorite, was that Congress, for the first time in history, actually defunded the big abortion industry, most notably Planned Parenthood, of roughly $850 million taxpayer dollars. Wow. Through Medicaid reimbursements, and so that was a huge win. That provision lasts until July 4th of 2026, and nearly 50 Planned Parenthood clinics actually closed last year as a result. And so I think we'll see more of that going forward.
I think it's worth mentioning here because of how much it took up bandwidth in the news. That is the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that, you know, Congress and this administration worked so hard to pass, you know, was a part of this was part of that. So it's great to see some of that. And as we go into 2026, we'll see more and more of that One Big Beautiful Bill Act really have an impact.
Yeah, most certainly. And especially in terms of tax refunds, I think most people got a tax decrease because of that. So that's something to look forward to as you file your taxes this year. I don't know if you can ever look forward to filing your taxes, but that might be a good thing. So number four and five, We're both related to illegal immigration. Number four, the United States actually had a reverse illegal immigration last year. So there were 2.5 million illegal immigrants who actually left the country last year. 600,000 of them or so were deported, and 1.9 million left voluntarily. So we have a total reversal of the illegal immigration crisis that we've been experiencing for the past 4 years. So that was a total reversal of what we had previously seen, especially under the Biden administration. And then number five, new illegal border crossings along the southern border reached literally record lows. Fewer illegal immigrants were apprehended on the southern border in 10 months under the Trump administration than in 1 month under the Biden administration. And if you go to the dailycitizen.org and you find this article that I wrote, there's a chart that I always like to put in when I'm talking about this, because it shows that around December, January of 2025, with the president signing a bunch of executive orders, the number of encounters along the southern border just drops to almost zero. And it's just a total, it's very dramatic. And you can see that, especially in that chart. Well,
and looking at the chart, Zach, it's flatlined. It's like illegal immigration at the border has died.
It's over. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another good news. Number six is that biological sanity, I think, was restored to the federal government in many, many ways. The State Department is now requiring individuals to be identified by their biological sex on passports rather than their gender identity, which had been introduced under the Biden administration. The military is now requiring service members to serve based on their biological sex. The Department of Justice is investigating hospitals for performing transgender medical interventions on children. And late last year, the Department of Health and Human Services also blocked hospitals and clinics from harming kids with these kinds of sex-rejecting procedures. So it was a really encouraging move and a kind of an all-of-government assault on gender ideology, if you will. And so that was very, very encouraging. Number seventh is related. President Trump signed an executive order keeping men out of women's sports. So that was a really good news. Number eight was 23 pro-life protesters were pardoned. These were peaceful pro-life protesters who had been prosecuted under the Biden administration. Some of them were jailed for months or years. And on, I think it was his fourth or fifth day in office, the president thankfully pardoned all 23 of these protesters, which we had seen pro-abortion protesters under the Biden administration firebomb pregnancy resource centers, vandalize them, and they weren't investigated, they weren't prosecuted, but the pro-life protesters were. And so that was a totally unjust thing for them to be prosecuted when the pro-abortion crowd, the violent pro-abortion crowd, was not. And thankfully, these pro-life protesters were pardoned. Number nine is related to the life issue. It was, I think, January 24th or 25th, if I'm remembering right, of 2025, that the vice president addressed the March for Life. And that was actually his very first public appearance since being inaugurated as the vice president. And then number 10 is actually a little sad, reflecting on Charlie Kirk's assassination. You know, that was just a horrible thing that we all saw and kind of experienced and witnessed as a nation. But God is stronger than evil. And because of that, I think he used that assassination for good. We watched about 100 million people watch that memorial service that occurred a couple weeks after his assassination. And that, I think, became perhaps the most watched gospel presentation in history. And so we saw this horrible thing, evil event that God then redeemed for his own purposes and hopefully drew more people to himself and to salvation because of that. So it's a little sad to end that one, but also a good reminder that God can use all things for his purposes.
Well, yeah, and I mean, 200,000 people at essentially what turned out to be, as you mentioned, a memorial, but a life celebration and a time of worship for the body of Christ, which, yes, I would agree, a very, very positive way to see the Lord use what was a horrible event. I love it. Zach, you know, I can say now Zach is, and I wouldn't even say a half full guy. You know, you're a full glass guy, Zach, you know, Because you know, you look at a glass, and if it's got, you know, if it's half full of water, it's the other half is full of is air, and it's full. It's full glass, just has two different things in it. So,
hey, I'm happy to be a ray of sunshine anytime, Steve. So,
no, we appreciate you looking back at those top 10 conservative and pro family victories in 2025. An article by Zachary Mettler with thedailycitizen.org. We encourage you to go there daily and find stories like this and others that are important to your family. Zach, as always, appreciate the work you're doing at the Daily Signal, or excuse me, the Daily Citizen, with the focus on the family, and really look forward to having you back. Thanks for subbing in for Glenn. Always great to hear from you.
It's always a privilege, Steve. Thank you.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.